Hey, everybody. Sorry about the music issues there. Seems like every time me and Mr. Skullhead are on the radio, there's some problem with the music. That was a tiny bit of Gary Young's Birds in Traffic, which popped in there at random. I figured out what was happening the other day when I was trying to play the Breeders. Sam has this feature where, I was also telling you guys about that whole network drive back in time thing. It turned out that what was going on there was I have this external hard drive that suddenly decided to start working that was hooked up to a FireWire port that I didn't think was actually active. And so it was actually going back in time because it was a backup of my regular drive from some time ago. Let's see. I have a sneaking suspicion that my mic levels are a little... I guess someone will tell me. Maybe it looks like this all the time, because every time I yell or start a sentence, which I do a lot louder than I end sentences, it seems to spike up into the red. Anyway, first show in a couple of weeks. I have just gotten in touch with somebody who goes by the name of Necrophage, who apparently has a recording of last week's show, which, since they used Xenophobe's computer and not mine, my automatic thing that records the show didn't go off, so we thought it had been lost to the sands of time, not the Prince of Persia version of the sands of time, but just the actual hourglass spilling out onto the floor, unable to be reconstructed. Stands of time, but he is apparently presently uploading it to a server so that I'll be able to download it, and I'll be able to listen to it, which I didn't actually hear it, because I was otherwise indisposed and occupied while it was going on. I would imagine that I'm going to regret having A, let them do it, and B, subsequently listening to it by the time I actually get going on that. Apparently having some echo problems, but I'm not sure there's anything I can do about that. I might have to leave the giant bucket that my computer and I am sitting in. When you make hard sounds, it echoes a bit. I don't know. I guess we can get into questions. Muy Manuel says, Jick, question. Will there be in-game goodies for LARPing? And then the big D-mouth smiley face. That is a good question. We haven't precisely decided what we're going to do with that stuff, but we're still, in contact with those guys, and we're still sort of discussing our options. So I don't know. We may or may not do something for all of the participants at Con. Probably something. I just don't know if it'll be really cool or not. So don't get your hopes up. Let's see. Pax's boy says, "Would it be possible to implement gender for familiars?" It would be possible, but I kind of don't want to, just because there's some stuff that I want to be able to force a gender on. And I try, we've talked about this before on the show, I try to use gender non-specific pronouns as often as I can so that you can assume that, they're either male or female. But, just what if we want to put in, like, a succubus familiar? We would need for those to all be female. What if we wanted to put in the penis golem? Those would obviously also be female, I think was the example from last time. Lunchbox Fantasy asks a question, which... this is a question to which I know the answer. Why do my better spells do less damage to the sorceress than my lesser spells? Well, it's because of the way we cap damage for the sorceress fight. When I was doing that, I didn't think that any of the lower-end spells would ever actually get to the point where the damage needed to be capped, and apparently they do. So it's because I forgot to cap them. So I put that on my new little to-do list plug-in for the Google desktop thing. Still no Winamp control for it, which still makes me sad, and I'm assuming makes Thrarin sad, because he was hoping that that would be done by someone. Simon Smith says, has there been any consideration given to logging the number of monsters defeated, another possible leaderboard slot, as if you needed it? That's actually kind of a cool idea, the giving weird leaderboards to who had killed the most specific types of monsters. Maybe that would be worth starting to log in another one of those little secondary database tables, like the consumption table or whatever. There are, we could presumably reconstruct logs of it based on the logs, which are now kept indefinitely now that we have some extra server space and access to them here in the office. But it's certainly something I'd consider. Let's see what else is going on here. Arcane says, "Have you talked to Norton yet about the last adventure link?" No, I don't have the slightest inkling of how I would go about figuring out who I was supposed to talk to about that. I think I own Norton Antivirus now. Maybe as a customer, I could call them and get through to some kind of horrible outsourced customer service in India, and I could ask them, and they would have no idea what I was talking about, but would recommend that I reformat my hard drive as the first measure in diagnosing what's wrong. Arcane also asks, any update on the Jekyll and Hyde belt bug? Is there still a problem with that? I was under the impression that since that had come up, that I had pushed out all of the code that needed to be pushed out for that to not be an issue anymore. Because I forget what it was that I was... maybe it's resting. Maybe I need to rebuild the campground code and send that out. Let me do that right now. Let's hope that's the one you were talking about. If not, Arcane, then let me know. Ah, awesome. Jinya has sent me a copy of the script that they use on Thrarin to generate their calendar, which is cool because I can use that to make us some sort of snazzy wall calendar for the office that tells us what day on the KOL calendar it is, which will be nice. We can have one of those on the wall beside each of our desks and the ones of us who wish to mark off the days as they pass, as a depressing countdown to the moment of our own demise can do so, and the ones who don't can just stick it to the wall with our semen like that guy in the movie Happiness, because that's sort of the opposite of marking off days in some sort of grim countdown to the Reaper's embrace. Saucy O'Gravy says, will there be a way for hardcore characters to send things from Hanks to other players? Yes, pretty soon. I believe that the last bunch of changes and little interface tweaks and fixes to the mall management code have been done by Xenophobe yesterday and today. And so as soon as that gets tested and we make sure that's okay, then there's the clan stash stuff. Adding multiple to that, and then I think the next thing on his list is the sending out of Hanks from the gift shop, and that'll take some tweaking. We'll have to figure out what the best way is of actually doing it, because I don't know if I want there to be a separate one, you know, a separate script where you can only send stuff from your storage, or whether you can, you know, have another set of drop downs where it sends stuff from storage, because it's gonna create weird issues consolidating, like if you have three fly swatters in your inventory and three fly swatters in storage, and you select both of those and it compresses them into one item, which you should be able to send them, then it's a little trickier to handle it on this end. So it might be easier just from our point of view to make it so you can either send stuff from storage or send stuff from inventory, but not both in the same package. Yeah, because that would help the DJs out a lot, because they have issues with people who win contests but have ascended, or people who win contests while they're in Ronin or in Hardcore. yeah, let's see. Oliver Klozov says, is there some way that shelf life could be indicated in the mall stores for the owner? The owner could auto-sell the junk or find merchandise that isn't selling. I'm not sure how you would actually go about reporting that. Because, I mean, if you have 99 fly swatters in your store that haven't sold for 6 months, and then you put one more in, I mean, technically, the total's been updated as soon as you put in that one. So rather than keeping like a history of when you put stuff in and then trying to figure out, you know, I mean, if you put in one yesterday, one the day before yesterday, and one the day before that, and then you sell one today, which one was it that sold? There's no real way of telling them apart. So, I mean, you know, also the store logs are only kept for 2 days, so without keeping a whole bunch of extra data, You wouldn't be able to get much meaningful information out of that anyway. I mean, I feel like the kind of people who are concerned about that are probably going to be paying enough attention that they have a pretty good idea of how long stuff's been in there and, you know, how they should behave. In response, they will probably eventually work out some way of you being able to, like, auto-sell stuff directly from the store management and that kind of thing. Because we're, the managed store page is just kind of annoying. We're trying to figure out better ways to deal with that, better ways to arrange the myriad of things that there are on there to change, which, you know, may or may not involve splitting it into multiple scripts. It looks like Nightmare saying something to me. I bet, he's calling me a cockmonger. That's exactly what I expected out of Nightmare. It was fun spending some time with Nightmare here in the office. It was really great. That guy is not a total jackass at all. Gorblack says, when doing /EM, the color you set your own name as still shows, but when someone does on your contact list does EM, their color doesn't show. Okay, I'll look into that. That seems like the kind of thing that could actually be true and reasonable. Let's see. Oh, wow. This is... I see what's going on. All right, sorry. I was looking at the script that Jenny sent, but I think I'll be able to just view source on that and get it. Good deal. Di Vernon says, you said a few weeks ago the meat total in the kingdom has begun to stagnate. Does this mean that you plan to do something in the future that will drastically change it again, i.e., penguins? I doubt if it will be anything like the penguins, where they just randomly start taking meat from the people who have a lot of it, because that. At this point, meat has moved around enough that would be kind of a dick move, I think. You know, it's also hard to get a handle on how much of the meat that exists as part of that total is actually in circulation. Looking at the amount that goes through the mall, it seems like it's very little compared to what's actually sitting there. You know, we have our sneaky ways of sinking meat to still get chunks out every once in a while, and there'll be some other ways to get rid of things, ways to get rid of items in the future. Let's see. I apologize if there is anything wrong with the sound here. I can't really tell. Gorblax also says there should be a whole series of Uncle Jick items, like Uncle Jick's homestyle raffles and Uncle Jick's Lumberwan pot cakes. You know, I think Uncle Jick's brownie mix is probably enough. Let's see. Yikes, trying to reload the bugbear messages, and there she is. Flat Luigi says, someone had an idea to add anti-cheese and valuable trinket vulnerable monsters to balance the cow. I like the idea, personally. And then Mortis says, re-Flat Luigi's question, they're not combat items, and it's a silly idea. I think that would make people very angry if I did that, and that's true, they're not combat items. And the whole point of valuable trinkets is that they're, you know, really only useful for their auto sale value. And, I think probably no on that. You know, while I sort of like the idea that somebody suggested of adding 6 more tower monsters so that you're less likely to get the cow, which, I mean, not so that you're less likely to get the cow, but just so there's more content there. I mean, I do, you know, I much prefer the idea of solving these problems in the, Wanda Polymorph style by, you know, adding new content rather than by, you know, dicking with mechanics. We're having a lot of fun, by the way, with the helmet with horns on it, the Viking hat that I believe it was Viking Goddess brought to the con. It's been making its way around the office and causing everybody to have a whole lot of fun. Got a good collection of hats. Yarik the Real Bad made us a Fez of Etymology, Riff's Chrome Helmet Turtle. Gonna have to have the pretentious artist build us a hat shelf so that we can display all this stuff. We ended up with so much cool stuff. Bun Bun's Crimbo Katana is now hanging proudly above the window between my office and the main office. And this makes me happy. And now Hot Stuff's playing with the Viking helmet and the giant eyeball painted kickball. I think he's trying to freak me out, but it's not working. Vlad Tepish says, look what you made me do, Jick. You made me create another multi, lol. Now he's making the eyeball-shaped kickball float around menacingly as though it were a beholder with the Viking helmet on. Oh, man. Awesome. Necrophage has the old last week's show up, and so I will be sure to download that and try to upload it to Asymmetric as I do this one, which I will try to remember to do tonight. Somebody may have to remind me to do it. Rickerscott says, could you add the softcore skills to the end of the skills list so hardcore players can remember what softcore skills they have? I'm not entirely sure why you would need to know that during a run. I think it would just be more confusing to people than helpful in general. Let's see. Mule 1. Why doesn't the furry skirt work for the furry outfit? Well, it was supposed to, but then it's, there was an irritating thing about the way that the outfit code works. Oh, right. Here was the deal. I don't know that that's actually a problem. I'll mess with it. I meant for it to, and for the Naga thing to also work with either the kilt or the skirt or the pants, but I just didn't do it, but I thought it was still worth it to put the kilts and skirts in there. But yeah, I think we were going to name it even creepier furry outfit if you use the skirt, and then total douchebag furry outfit if you have the kilt. Because there's one thing I don't like. It's douchebags in kilts. And the kilts they rode in. Sizzler says, if keeping track of all used items, reagent potions, soda water, dot galactics, etc., would be murder on the DB server, then why is recording food and drink consumption acceptable? Well, I don't know that I ever made the statement that keeping track of all of them would be murder on the DB server. I mean, right now, it's the reason that consumption stuff is kept track of is because of all the places that it's referenced in other stuff. So it was better to have those all in one place than just flags on the existing ones. And plus, I mean, if we wanted to put in a trophy later for eating, 5,124 spaghettis with skull heads, then you wouldn't have to start over at the moment that we decided that we were going to do the trophy, because we already have records of how many of those things have been eaten in the last, X, Y's, where Y is a period of time. Let's see. Slavox says, good Thursday, Jick. Here's a very late entry for your show about balancing the booze system. Make advanced cocktail crafting cost 6 MP and be castable 5 times a day, so a character could get fully drunk using the create stuff skill like they can become fully full with pasta mastery and advanced sauce crafting. Thanks. That is a suggestion that's been made in the dev forums a lot of times. And, it's around... We're thinking about stuff. Let's see. Ablore 2 says, is there ever the chance of a leaderboard under the Path Descension boards that displays the most of that Path Descension? If so, you can make them collapsible. Are they dividing? Oh, right, yeah, there is an item on the to-do list that is to divide up the most Ascensions. I apparently marked it meh, which is one of the things I can do to things that other people put on the to-do list. I forget why I did it. I think it's because it's not currently being tracked, and I couldn't do it quickly because it involves building a new table, like a temp table for the make HOR script. Some stuff that gets put onto the leaderboards is just pulled straight out of whatever tables the data is stored in, and some stuff, in order to get the actual leaderboard queries to execute quickly, are built out of these other tables that are built before that code runs, and those are just, they're more work. So I went in there and started to do it, and then realized that I couldn't without setting up a new table and setting it up to dump data into there before it updates the Hall of Records, and I just didn't get going on it. I suppose if that's something that people want enough that it's come up once or twice, which it now has. Then I'll look at it. Loat says, why doesn't the Meat Maid have a frilly shirt? Well, because then nobody who hadn't ascended once already would be able to make one, and that sucks. Zaku says, since Yummy Tummy Beans have a drop location other than trick-or-treating, why don't they have an auto-sell value? That's an excellent question. Yummy Tummy auto-sell. I better capitalize that, or else I won't know what I'm talking about and or think that I'm a jerk. I should fix that. And I should also I should also do the multi-use on all the candy stuff that people have been wanting. Alright, I've got some, I'm doing a little list of things that I should work on tonight after I get off the radio. I think we can, we've spent enough time in the last week or so, drinking and going out and spending time with a lot of people that we can probably forego our typical Thursday night tradition of, going to the Gar and Brill after my show to, drink and talk to people and talk about game stuff. Mathman says, could you make it so you can't post a blank announcement? Yeah, you shouldn't be able to anyway. No blank clan announcements. Alright. And he also says, could you make it so karma boost for meat paste, meat stacks, dense meat stacks, equal to the auto sell value divided by meat per karma point? It should be the case, and maybe I fucked this up, but it should be the case that you can no longer donate meat stacks and dense meat stacks. Unless I can't imagine that if I was letting you put stacks and pastes into the clan that I didn't already do it like that. Let's take a look at that. What is it even called? Stash? Huh. Clan stash? No, it should be. Yeah, that's weird. Oh, let's see. What's meat paste? Item 25? No, that's okay. That is already what it does. Nah, man. Okay, that's what I thought. If in array, which item? Array 25, 88, let's see, what's the dense meat stack? 258. Karma add equals the floor of the item sell value times quantity divided by exchange rate. So if that isn't working the way that it's supposed to, then something is amiss. Lex says, one, you're both so hot in person. Thank you, Lex. Two, any chance that when you post a profile with profanity, an error could be generated instead of a blank profile that deletes it all? Yeah, what I ought to do is profanify the profiles instead of handling that the way that I do now. That's one of the profanity filter stuff is kind of all over the place because the only part of it that I really pay a lot of attention to is the way it works in chat. So even the stuff in like the K-mail system is usually a couple steps behind whatever I've done with the profanity filter stuff. And typically what I've been doing is allowing you to put profanity into pretty much everything, but then it's only checked against your filter on the display side. Huh. Some weird new noise in this room that I don't understand what it is. Let's see. Disco Thief says, does the Adventure's Choice script work for the mine, or is there just more adventure draws for the mine? Because I've had way too many large cave-ins for it to make sense. it shouldn't. I would think, actually, that... There's more than one on. Oh, right, yeah, that's true. There are a bunch of identical... That I should check on, because that, I think, this would reduce the number of cave-ins the way that the stuff that I changed to make it so you don't tend to get the same adventure twice in a row or within four adventures of one another, or within four adventures of itself. That breaks in the cave because I had tweaked the probabilities by making more than one copy of the same adventure, and it used to be that I actually had to make multiple adventures, whereas now I can just reference the same adventure more than once. Should look at that. Let's see. Look at mining probabilities. I have a hard time spelling things. Man, I wish I knew what that noise was. It's really annoying. Let's see. Morbank says, Jick, the new initiative dealie is screwed up. I'm getting initiative on monsters, and they aren't fighting back no matter how many rounds the fight takes as a muscle class. Dude, we cannot make that happen to us. At some point, maybe I can talk to you and see if I can, like, log in as you and see if I can get it to happen to me as you, but we've been dicking with this all day, and we can't get it to fuck up in the way that you're telling us that it's fucking up. And we've tried it with all kinds of different characters, all kinds of different combinations of skills, all kinds of different stats, and, the way that things would have to be, the way that you're reporting it, it would be very obviously screwed up, and we just can't. We can't get it to do it. We can't see it. So it's... Let's see. Zero says, why not have it where there is a small occurrence of proto-photo-neutron torpedoes dropping from the chest from that area? About the same rate of spiky hair gel. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't. You know, I want you to have to fight there to a certain extent if you need that, if you need that item. Lusty Pirate Wench says, will shirts fall if you do not have torso it's torso awareness, actually. No, they won't. Generally, unless we mess up and forget to code the exception, monsters that drop shirts will not drop them if you don't know how to use them and at the current time. And adventures that give you them will not occur if you don't have the skill. Tiny Plastic Not Funny Anymore says, hey, Jake, why is Lunging Thrust Smack so crap with Spirit of Rigatoni? Shouldn't it work in the same way with Mysticality instead of Muscle when a staff is equipped? No, because, you know, what you're doing is you're using your Mysticality to hit, and Lunging Thrust Smack affects damage and not to hit. So it's only works when you're using Muscle. That probably doesn't make any sense at all, you know. Toxic Popsicle, it's good to see he's still around. Haven't seen the name in a while. Would it be at all possible to make words have breaks for being too long in whispers and emotes? Help keep chat stretching down. It should already do it in emotes. I don't know if it's,
When you send a PM, it doesn't do it.
When you send a PM, it doesn't...
The echo that you get back doesn't have it.
But the one that they get has it.
The one that they get does.
Okay, so what we need to do, yeah, so all right, so Zeno's confirming that when you send stuff, and it could be the same as when you emote, it doesn't break up what you say when it's displaying it for you, and so there's really, yeah, there's no reason for me not to do that. I can just run my, the add links function that Zeno has fixed in a way that actually makes it work right. Oh, let's see. Totenkope says, what is the possibility of making a chat tag that informs you of whoever enters or leaves a certain chat room? This would be especially useful for clan chat. I've thought about that, and as it stands right now, that would be a son of a bitch on the database. Because every time you changed a channel or stopped, you know, started listening to a channel or stopped or left a channel, it would have to go through the online table, which is just pretty much being hammered on all the time, and notify, you know, it would still only work with your contacts the way that the notifications do for log on and log off, and under ideal circumstances, and if we weren't worried about the amount of resources that the feature was using, yeah, then it would be worth messing with, but not right now. News on that, we have a meeting with the co-location guys sometime next week. We're waiting for them to get back to us on when we're gonna go drink some beers with their IT staff and make sure that we can hang with these guys, make sure that they're not the bad IT guys who pretend to know stuff that they don't, and then preach class like you're some kind of jerk. If any of them give me shit about how I should switch from MySQL to Postgres, then that's it. There, we're done. I'm just like, sir, I say good day, and walk out, and they'll be like, Auburn was the color of that handsome, handsome man's hair, and now we'll never see him again. Kittywake says, I think that having apathy randomly add stuff like meh and whatever to chat would be amusing. What do you think? Yeah, that's kind of funny. Let's see. Calatan says, can you post somewhere in the clan admin when a clan was formed? We don't know our birthday. I don't actually think I store when the clan was formed, so I'm guessing no. Yeah. I don't think that is something that we can provide at this point. Maybe I should start keeping track of that, because I'm sure people would like to know. I mean, I could probably fake it for a specific clan, but I mean, because I've got the order in which the clans were created. Although, there was that... Now, we had to do a clan reset sometime in the first year. Forgot about that. We had to completely get rid of all of the clans. I forget why. I don't know if there was, like, some bug that lets you get infinite stash or what. Or let's see. Agent Lex, who is a good dude, by the way. Got to meet him, as well as Cheeky Jez. At the many many evenings of debauchery at the Rye House, which, those guys are so great. He says, okay, I give in. Who has the most Leet trousers in their display case? Well, let's just see, shall we? Luckily, actually, no, it's not. There are two items that alphabetically happen before Leet trousers, but I don't tend to see them because normally I'm looking at my own inventory, so I just get the random stuff that people send me, and nobody ever just randomly sends me Villa documents because that would be kind of a waste, and nobody ever randomly sends me 100-watt bulbs because there just aren't very many of those. I'm going to turn the mic off and sneeze. Or I'm going to have one of those things where you think you're going to sneeze and then you don't, so you've turned off the mic for no reason. Oh, what a surprise. It looks like Agent Lex has the most Leet trousers in his display case at 12,824. And look, what I've got here, it's a single text link that if I click it, it will just nuke them all. But I wouldn't do that to Agent Lex. Agent Lex is the awesome. How about a little break and a little song so that I can go do a little dance and drink a little water? Why not some Optimus Rhyme with Fuzzy Dice? Hey.
Grab a mic and let's both be the definitive factor for this fight.
So I can spend my whole life with your hands.
But the awesome thing is that, whoa. Huh. All right. That was, that'll be cool the next time I want to freak somebody out and pretend that I'm God, having just caught them masturbating and convinced them that they're going to go to hell. It's awesome that every time this one song finishes, then the Gary Young Birds in Traffic plays, and then when I stop it, it plays again. I wonder if there's any way on the... I know on the old one, there was a way to just eject the other deck, so that... Let's see. Oh, look. Eject. Now the deck is empty. This radio metaphor makes it very difficult to actually use this as a computer. It turns out that the amount of time that it took for that song to play was not enough time for me to eat a slice of pizza, get a beer, and piss. So I'm going to play another song. How about a country song that will annoy everyone, but that is still a good song? Here's some Tanya Tucker with Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. And all the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, prettiest woman you ever laid eyes on. Be a faded rose from days gone by. And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a fading rose from days gone by?
Now, the one thing you can say about that song is that I, God, disapprove of it. Sorry about that. One thing you can say about that song is that it's not at all repetitive, you know. Let's see. I got a good front log of questions. All right. Calatan says, could the clan stash be sorted by booze, food, weapon, etc., like our inventory is? That would be a little tricky, given that it's a bunch of drop-downs. So I am going to say no. for now. As we go through and revamp some of that stuff, we may end up making some changes to it, but not that one, not right now. Mech Monkey says, will special holiday items such as the pirate hook be around again? I mean, that one, probably not. We'll probably do something different next time. Because, you know, I mean, people see these cool things happen that they don't get, and then they're, like, excited because next year they think that they'll get the cool thing. But the thing is, if everyone got it next year after the fact, you know, then it wouldn't be cool anymore. So, yeah, another one of those things that just not everybody gets. Lilac says, what's the status on the combat revamp I've been hearing about? If there's no ETA yet, any ideas you can share for what to expect? No, because we totally don't know. We're still, you know, just messing around with ideas, and we haven't even put any code into testing. I mean, obviously the initiative change, which I expect to talk about in some detail later, because I'm assuming there are going to be questions about that, it's part of one. Part of a revamp, part of a change. Cthulhuet, in fact, asks a big, long set of questions here. Hi, Jick. I'm not sure I understand the logic between the changes to combat initiative. Here's the way I see things. In turn-based combat, initiative determines who hits first. If I win initiative, the battle goes, I attack, monster attacks, me, monster, until one of us dies. If I lose, then the monster attacks, then me, etc. This is close to how the old system works, except that I got to take an extra little poke at the monster, the initial regular hit, before doing my first real attack. Under the new system, if I win initiative, I get to make two full attacks before the monster gets a turn. If the monster wins initiative, however, it only gets one full attack before I get to take a swipe at it. That seems unright and unfair to the monsters. What am I not understanding? Well, I mean, you're understanding it perfectly. The problem lies in the fact that what we've done is replace that extra little poke with an entire round of combat. And really, I think what we've decided we're going to do, and I'm not sure. We already discussed this all and figured out what it was going to do to the old way, too. But it's just to make it so it does work like you say it does. Like, you get the one attack, and then basically the monster does counterattack after that one. So it becomes, basically, combat gets harder than it used to be because, well, no, I guess it doesn't. It's the same as it used to be. Or is it? Yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, you still will get to make a choice about what that first thing is. The auto attack thing will still just make it so you default to a regular attack and make it so if you're fighting stuff that's way too wussy for you to be really messing with, then you'll get the, you know, one page load kill, which, you know, is what we want, because that people who are just, like, hitting stuff over and over again, that's all they're doing is just clicking the button and not actually having to make any decisions, then we might as well let that happen using as little stress as possible. But yeah, I think it is probably a good point that the two complete uses of a spell have made things a little bit too easy. So yeah, I guess in general, once we make the changes back, that's sort of back. It's like crossing between this and the new one. And you know, the reason there are a lot of people saying that it seems like they didn't test this at all. You know, we didn't. I mean, we tested it by pushing it out for other people to test and see how people respond to it and see what kind of experiences people had with it, because I mean, the dev guys are a specific subset of players who are not necessarily representative. They're pretty representative, but not, you know, entirely. So it's never, nothing is ever going to be tested as well in a week on dev as it gets tested in 10 minutes on the live servers with just hundreds of thousands of people, which, I mean, really, in this case, tens of thousands of people messing with it. So, yeah, I think what we'll end up with is sort of a cross between the new thing and the old thing. And by end up with, I mean probably that's what'll happen tonight or tomorrow. Boba James says, hey, Jick, love the game. Quick question. Does the inbox for K-Mails auto-delete? Because I seem to have lost quite a few of them. Yeah, it does. Stuff will, if you don't actively save messages, they will go away after like 2 weeks, which I probably ought to document that. It might be in the documentation. But I probably ought to document it using something that people actually read. Let's see. Any chance of more smooth mood says, any chance of more skills such as chronic indigestion gained through odd means? How about skills you can only get in hardcore, softcore, or path to shake up routines a bit? Yeah, I mean, it was always my intention for there to be a lot of weird little skills that you could acquire through in-game means. It's just that I built a mechanism for it, and then I put in chronic indigestion, and then I never had it anymore. So, absolutely, yeah, there will be more stuff like that as we think of it. I think there are more class-specific but maintained in different ways skills in the guild content and some other just random stuff laying around that we're thinking about. Let's see. Lilith says, another thought, what about being able to make pixelated candy hearts on Valentine's Day at the Crackpot Mystic Shed? Happy KOL and Tyne, regardless. Yeah, I should, I was thinking today, like, I should have done more with the, recurring holiday Valentine's Day, just because, a lot of people don't even notice those Valentines in the gift shop now, because people don't go there all the time. Mancho says, I know it's practically impossible, but if it ever did come to pass that someone ever got every skill hardcore eyes, is that the end of the game, or is there more content planned? Well, there's obviously more content planned. I mean, there is no plan to stop putting content into the game at this point. Let's see. Friendly Jesus says, could you add buff this player to the bottom of a player's profile? The reason that I don't do that is because in order to tell whether or not you have buffs, the game has to hit the skills table. And it's fine to do that when you actually go into the skills page, because it has to hit it then anyway. But having it do that on show player is a little more stress than such a feature merits. I mean, yeah, Zeno points out that we could probably just figure out, like, when you buy skills, if they're a buff, then it just marks you as has buffs. And that might actually be worth doing, just in terms of being able to build the skills menu easier. So, I mean, yeah, we could. It's a little trickier than it would seem on first glance, though. But yeah, we can consider that. There are some that kill me, Tim says. How about a familiar item of the month that allows one familiar to be taken to its larval state and removed from the terrarium? Well, I don't like doing that as an item of the month because I don't like having that be such a limited thing. I can't quite figure out exactly what I want as far as that item. I mean, I don't know. You know, we had discussed making it a one Mr. A, Mr. Store item, but then that's kind of, I don't know. I feel like that's a little too precious, you know. It's a little too expensive. I don't know. Maybe you get two or three for one Mr. Store item, but then that's kind of weird. let's see. Tiki Shaman says, I was wondering if there are any plans to add a put-all, take-out-all option on the Colossal Closet, or an option to add more than one type of item at a time to your store. Adding more than one type of item at a time to your store is actually live on dev and is being tested and will roll out pretty quick. As far as put-all, take-out-all, I'm not going to think about that until we get onto the new servers because it's a little rough on the database. Unsane says, this is an interesting question. Is rollover permanent? Do you imagine a time when rollover would not require system downtime? A lot of the reason that I take the system down for maintenance is because whenever you log on, certain things in your session get set based on some global game flags so that your session is not constantly hitting the database to, like, see what state the moons are in, that kind of thing. And so kicking people off a rollover requires everyone to log back on to avoid some weird issues and some exploits that are possible, like making muscle day last forever or whatever, that used to be possible. So I am always going to kick everybody off. It's conceivable that the amount of time that it takes to run maintenance will go down dramatically when we get the new servers. Lotte Triumphant says, Quibble time, in NetHack, isn't a certain ring called the Ring of Ad Strength? If I'm wrong, pummel me over the head with a large stick. Or, you know, don't, either way. I'm almost sure that I got the Ring of Gain Strength thing straight out of the NetHack ring spoilers. Let's do a Google search for NetHack ring spoilers. List of NetHack spoilers. Rings. Nope, gain strength. Everything that I'm seeing and everything that I saw when I was looking at this, call it gain strength instead of add strength. Beat You Down says, so how close are you to finishing the Avatar backlog? You know, closer than a week ago, not closer than yesterday. Week or two. Of course, I've said that for a long time, but I'm guessing a week or two. Let's see. Shake It Baby again. Well, not again necessarily from him or her, but again as far as from everybody. Hey, couldn't you transfer the potions, especially the scrumptious ones, into the consumables page of inventory? I keep losing track of them between all the stuff in Misc. Thanks. Yeah, they probably should have their own thing, but I just don't know what it would be called. We're thinking about the miscellaneous mostly potions thing, which would just include all the items that give you an effect. That all they do is are consumed and, you know, give you an effect. L-Driver posting significantly a lengthy thing. Let's see. L-Driver, alright. I'm just going to read through this. I'm curious as to why you thought it necessary to make the recent change to combat. Granted, mechanically it makes sense. However, all it seems to accomplish gameplay-wise is to make the game much easier and put muscle classes at an even greater disadvantage while making mysticality classes, who are already doing splendidly in combat, twice as powerful. I don't think anyone was really complaining about combat being too hard, but you've made it much easier with this change, and one of the few things muscle classes had going for them was the ability to dish out a good chunk of damage when getting the jump, but now any class can do that. I would never suggest that you don't understand your own game, but it seems like this change was an unnecessary measure, especially with all the things you've done recently to make the game more easy. Pirate adventures, NetHack ones, and all the smurfs that affect our types of adventures, just for example. I hate to go on a rant, and feel free to stop reading this if you think I'm rambling on too long, but it seems like you're caving in whenever speed ascenders whine about something taking too long. It has become a bit of a cliche on the forums, but we keep getting closer and closer to having a win the game button. Well, let's see. Didn't the Ascension testers at one point think a 20-day hardcore Ascension was fast? I don't think that the testers ever thought that a 20-day hardcore Ascension was fast. you know. Let's see. Go through this. The thing that muscle classes have going for them, even in this environment, is that they are able to dish out a good chunk of damage for free. Because their method of dealing the most damage, which is hitting with weapons, it doesn't cost anything the way that the mysticality classes. I mean, yeah, they do more damage, but they're also, I mean, the mysticality classes do more damage, but they're spending more MP to win fights. I mean, what we didn't realize is, and this is sort of somewhat unbalancing, is that the extent to which mysticality classes need to expend resources on healing stuff is significantly reduced by this. Believe me, that this change had nothing to do with speed ascensions. It certainly had an impact on them, as it turns out, but this was not something that we... You know, the idea that we change stuff because we are caving to people who are whining about ascensions taking too long, there is a point that... was always a point of some contention during testing where people were getting really pissed off because what was making the difference between a fast ascension and a slow ascension was luck, and just luck. Not skill, not the choices you're making, not anything other than just dumb RNG luck. And what we tried to do, and what we sort of continued to try to do. I mean, there are still going to be a lot of things that you have to make some pretty serious choices about. I mean, there aren't probably as many as I would like to think there are, because no matter what we do, short of just changing things all the time, which has always been the sort of plan in the past, there is always going to be a way to optimize a run through the game. You know, so trying to make certain things more valuable and certain things less valuable in terms of just making it so there's more than one choice for how to get through it and how to get through it quickly was always a goal. But the stuff that we tried to do with the equipment adventures and stuff like that was just to make it so the stuff where, you know, 5% of people trying to go through there are going to take 1,000 turns to get the item. You know, there were just all these really just sort of, you know, the outliers of the bell curves on there just get completely fucked by it. The daily dungeon stuff, that absolutely needed to be fixed. Because with you only being able to go through there once a day, I mean, the only thing that was accomplishing was making runs take longer in a way that wasn't challenging and in a way that wasn't fun, but in a way that was just aggravating. And that's the kind of thing that we're trying to get rid of. I mean, you know, yeah. But you know, you're right. I mean, this was ill advised. I will go so far as to say that the initiative stuff. I mean, we didn't really talk about it or think about it very much before we rolled it out. I mean, there was just a handful of conversations, mostly had while we were very drunk and very busy at con. And you know, the other thing is, it's like we've actually been talking about this a lot. We've been so careful with everything during testing and post-testing, and, you know, so worried about not screwing things up and creating sort of unapproachable records on the leaderboards that we've sort of lost the fun of kind of dicking with the game and seeing what happens that was what made the game in the first place. And so, you know, I mean, this is one of those things. Like, the people who have complaints about this, they're right. The people who have complaints about the way it was before, they're right. I mean, we're, you know, the way that we play the game is by fucking with it. That's because we don't get to play it, you know. So, yeah, it's going to change. It's going to change into something that, you know, it's still going to make the runs easier because you're still going to be able to cast spells on your first turn. Just not, I mean, I will agree that when I first played through a few fights with it the way that it is now, it seemed goofy that you got 2 free attacks. And it is goofy that you get 2 free attacks, but I was just doing what I'd planned on doing, which is to replace that initial free attack with another free attack. It's just that, like, 2-turn kills would just make it so that the monster never got to attack you at all. So, yeah. Prince Michigan says, my friend donated $20 from his PayPal account, got a confirmation number, had the money withdrawn, but never got his Mr. A's. His messages haven't been answered thus far. If he sent in-game messages, K-mails, to me through either the bug report, messages to Jick, or a message to Zlaenia, it should have been answered this afternoon, because as far as I know, Zlai got caught up on all of those this afternoon. There were periods of a few days where that didn't get taken taken care of as quickly as it could have been because we were all just going nuts getting ready for the con and then recovering from the con. So, but now, as of today, Zlaenia is officially full-time, so now there's all this stuff that I don't have to do anymore, which frees me up to work on the game more. You know, will allow me to do more incredible things like this combat initiative change that everyone will then have big controversial flare-ups about. Let's see. Lady Luanda says, seriously, is there a reason we can't ban 1v1s? It's a scammer and spammer party up in games with all of that idiocy. I don't have any idea what that means. Somebody explain. Olaf the Mediocre says, could there be some way to get a new Zapper one? Mine blew up the day after it was implemented, and recent events have led me to wanting it very badly. Now, that is a one item per ascension item, and that's the way it's going to stay. It's very powerful, you know. It's very powerful, and it's possible to use it very safely. So just be careful. Don't be so greedy. God the Mod 2 says, thanks for showing the email address on account.php. Very reassuring. Yeah, okay. I figured, you know, that was something that I don't know why was never showed before. Aston says, would it be possible for the favorite booze link to go directly to the booze section of the consumption page using an anchor? Yeah, it would be. Booze anchor on consumption link. Godthemod2 says, I started on a Winamp control for GDS, but Nullsoft's SDK is a POS. In other news, acronyms are running rampant. BakerBois21 needs to stop sending me messages. Mathman asks again about the meat stacks and pastes and stuff, and it still should be working the way that you would prefer it to work. So, Torek says, I have a friend who is experiencing the missing gift package bug. I suggested she send in a bug report. Is this the proper response to this problem? Can you or another admin verify this bug exists on the account and how it can be prevented? I was under the impression that I had fixed all those. I did run some code that took all of the mismatched gift packages that existed in the table and gave people gifts for them. I suppose I can run it again to see if there was some reason that it's come up again since then. But we also, I'm almost sure that we fixed all the bugs that led to that kind of thing happening. But yeah. Let's see. DeCyclops says, during an earlier show you were on, you mentioned maybe leaving the Jekyll and Hyde belt in Mr. Store for a while longer due to the donation fest. Is this possibly going to happen? Yeah, I think that will happen. That it will. Yeah, that's true. If nothing else, we're talking about doing the kind of 1 year anniversary thing in Mr. Store on October 6th, and so it'll stay in for at least an extra week. Let's say that. So I mean, that's when the sort of frenzy of item of the month purchases usually happens anyway. So I think we can do that. Gorblack says, "Hey, I've got a great new idea," and then I bet you can guess what the rest of that message says. Cookie Mancer says, the Yahoo account I registered my KOL name on is disabled. Will the email address become changeable? Nope. No, it will not. If you're curious as to why I feel this way, you can read, there's a post in the forums that I've replied to a couple of times today that sort of explains why I will not let you change the email address associated with an account. You can now see what it is, and you know there's another sentence in the paragraph about your email address on the Create Player page that says, if you feel that you're likely to forget your password, then be sure you use a permanent email address that's not going to go away. Arcane says, is it just me or has lag gotten a lot worse lately? I haven't noticed. I've had some people tell me that it was a little better, but yeah, I don't know. Aubrey Ann says, bad password counter. It would help decide if one wants to hide their goodies or change their passwords more often. I'd love it. Others would love it. Pretty please. Huh. That's interesting. I wonder if I could use the login failures table that I am using to keep track of the number of login failures to your account in the last, you know, week or month or year or 10-year period. Wow, a lot of people asking about the Jekyll and Hyde belts and whether they're going to stay in the stroke. XYM says, shouldn't Radio Bugbear have the Bugbear tattoo and trophy? Yeah, he probably should. That's a good idea. All right, BakerBoy21, you're banned forever. Toothless says, Toothless wishes you peace, love, and herb. Doppelheathen says, as long as tiny plastic swords don't drop, the food boost system will never be balanced. Well, I can see you saying that they will never be balanced for people who have tiny plastic swords, but for people who don't, they might be. You don't ever know. They might could eventually be balanced. J.R. Siebes says, the razor sharp can lid and spider web are gourd items used against the tower monsters, but the firecrackers are not. Shouldn't the firecrackers be too? Yeah, I think that Mr. Skull had actually wrote a firecracker monster for the tower, but we didn't use it because I wanted an even 12 of 6 to choose from. Let's see. Kitty Wake says, just how accurate is the Clockwork Skull when it deduces a monster's stats in relation to yours? I think it is entirely accurate, but it's got some ranges that it describes it. So the same adjective could mean, you know, anywhere from, I want to say that the range is 3 or 4 points in which each adjective works. But it doesn't deliberately fuck up the ranges the way that the regular Detective Skull deliberately fucks up the hit point reports. let's see. Looking at questions. Sparemeister says, can we have a higher level place to hunt for rat appendices? I've heard it said, for example, that rats live on No Evil Star. Just a thought. Arcane says that he has duplicated the get first strike and they never hit back bug in the hippie camp using chronic indigestion. Please tell us exactly how and give us, I don't know, man. If there is a bug that's making that happen, it's not happening to very many people. So, Garland says, every passive skill except one that I can think of is either beneficial or useless. Spirit of Rigatoni is the only skill I know of that can be detrimental. Any plans to change this? I suppose that it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to make it so that only kicked in if your mysticality was actually higher than your muscle, because it doesn't seem like we should force, I guess, people to use their mysticality to hit with staves if they could hit better using just their muscle. I don't know. That's something to think about. Somebody else saying that they haven't received a Mr. Accessory since donating. You need to message us if you don't get it with the transaction info, and we'll take care of it. So you can use the report bug link at the top, or you can just send a regular K-mail to Jick, number one, or Zlyania, who has an ID that I don't remember. Matthew says, of all the awesome pop culture references you fit into the game, how come no Napoleon Dynamite references yet? How about a weapon called freaking 12-gauge? I don't want to put Napoleon Dynamite references in the game because I know too many people who can't stop talking like that and quoting that movie, and I have just had an assful of Napoleon Dynamite references. Maybe 10 years from now, if we're still working on the game, we can put in a Napoleon Dynamite reference, and it'll be something where people are like, oh, hey, I remember that. Awesome. Jinya says, I'm getting occasional rounds of combat where the opponent doesn't do anything. However, it's sporadic. It doesn't happen for entire battles for me, just for a round at a time. Fat Bastard says, when drinking eggnog, the moxie gains appear above the mysticality gain. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Not really. It's just that, typically I have put in, like, I just tend to order things muscle, mysticality, moxie. But sometimes when I would go through and, like, edit the stat gains on something, I would see that it was already giving, moxie, and it needed to give muscle, so I would put in the muscle afterwards. And so, it's not, granted, it would be more consistent if it did it that way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong. Vulgaris says, wasn't Sneaky Pete's Day supposed to be during the con? When will the next one be? Had I not made it not so... Oh, pardon me. Sneaky Pete's Day would have been during the con. But the reason that it was on that day in the KOL calendar, which was like the 8th day of January, or whatever the first month is called in the KOL calendar, was because that was the day in the KOL calendar that corresponded with the real-life Sneaky Pete's Day, and I had forgotten last KOL year to change it to the proper date, which was going to be sometime in Starch. And so this time, when I saw that it was coming up and was too busy with con stuff to actually get ready to make stuff happen in it, I changed it to actually happen in Starch. So it'll be Starch 3rd. So I forget how far in advance. Maybe after tonight, I'll mess with Jinya's script and actually get some calendars for us, and we will then know. Yeah, Scoop KW says, "How about updating the Cheshire Bitten and Coffee Pixie familiars? They've been around for quite a while." Yep, that's probably what we're going to do on October 6th, is in honor of the 1-year anniversary of Mr. Store. We will replace the Bitten and the Coffee Pixie with two familiars that are identical in function to the Bitten and the Pixie, but just with new, art and text and goodies. I'm not saying for sure we're going to do that, but that's kind of what we're thinking about. So, I think we'll probably continue to be thinking about that. Let's put on some music so that I can take a little break and take some Tums, which I desperately need. What are we going to start off with? How about... let's see if this will actually play. No, it won't. So, some Violent Femmes.
Hell, and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6-4 Impala. Greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know. I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Sorry about that. And sorry about that. I really suck at this DJ thing. Well, I guess you know what Ween song I'm about to play after all this stuff. Let's see. Zen00 says, could you also have the Outbox auto-delete? That, I don't think people would be very happy about. And if I made it a voluntary thing, it would be kind of irritating to have to go through and only delete the messages for people who've specified that they wanted their messages deleted. So, I don't know. I need to eventually put some kind of limitations on that because it's friggin' huge. Garland says, you could also have a buff this player link for everyone and just not have it hit the skills table until they click on it. If they have no buffs to use, just tell them so then. I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think that would confuse more people than it assisted. Morbank says, dear Jick, I'm getting hit beyond the second attack when I get initiative now, so I guess I can't be your lab rat. Sorry, love, Morbank. And I think that's because it was never actually happening, Morbank, that you were just either crazy or making stuff up. Spiffy Drew says, hey, Jick, can all the accounts with IPs based in the hurricane-affected region get, like, a refugee cot or something? Lol. No, because I don't really want to mess with everyone who's ever logged on from an IP in any place that was affected by a hurricane. And then also people would be like, well, but my parents' house was affected by the hurricane while I was in college, so it affected me too. And, I mean, you know, people get, like I said, people get mad when you do those things that only some people get. And that one's a little too nebulous. Slightly Sasha says, is it possible to put the search player feature in a more accessible area, or am I missing something? The only place I see it is in the message composition area. I think it's also in the buffing and in the, in what? PvP, and in the, when you wang somebody, and when you're managing your contact list. But the reason that it's not in a super accessible place is because I don't really want it used all the time, because it's really hard on the database. And again, I know that sucks. This is a shitty thing for me to keep having to give as an answer to questions on why you can't do stuff that would be handy otherwise, but, yeah. Some people saying that the new initiative thing is great. Let's see. Supermath says a 1v1 is a two-player raffle. Well, I mean, yeah. Gulo says, just wanted to say Zlayenia is doing a great job with the Mr. A faulty refresh page. Thanks and many cheers to her. Many cheers to her indeed. C-Sparks says, hey, Jick, is anything going to happen with the one-handed, two-handed, and three-handed weapons, or is it just labeled for fun? I know eventually that'll make a difference. Pretty soon. Yeah, there will be the offhand stuff. We got some content lined up. We got some new things that now that they're done, there's time to get other stuff done, that kind of thing. Darian Lars says, okay, so I'm probably getting fired from this job soon or leaving it. Can we do something about changing emails? No, we can't. She also says hi and less than three. Darian Lar and I got to spend a lot of quality time together during the con. Darian Lar is pretty awesome. She also loves the cock. And wrote on my whiteboard, I think, that she loves the cock. Or maybe that was Giggs. Giggs loves the cock, too, according to what was written here. Let's see. Cisco says, the gift bug happened to me a week or two ago, and the message gift appeared in Hanks, which I got when freeing the king today. The missing gift appeared in Hanks. Ah, okay, that might be. Knight of the Round is saying the gift package bug is probably brought to packages being kept in the display case. No, that's, That's taken into account. Lady Luanda says, let's see, she's describing, I guess only games people know of all these intricacies. People spam one versus one raffles, where two people buy an item ticket for a great deal of meat. Quite often, the person running the game leaves. This should be obvious to people not to engage in 1v1s with people they don't know, but it makes the game very vexing when you have to listen to all that whining. Can we outlaw 1v1s to have sanity, beliefs, and a great deal of frustration to the mods? Well, I mean, I'll have to think about that, because, you know, if people are doing them legitimately, then whatever, can't really punish them. But it's just one of those things like another raffle, just like, don't do it if you don't want to get scammed, and tell people that when they come into your, when they come into your channel, and whenever somebody says, hey, doing a 1v1 raffle, post in chat, this is almost certainly a scam, nobody should do it. I mean, I'm not going to ban anybody for that. Dr. Van Mojo says, hey, Jick, Boozer Bear made a suggestion of a workable way to handle the email issue in the forum thread. Have you seen it? Do you care to comment on it? I guess I haven't seen it yet. I haven't looked there. Xenophobe thinks it's weird. I don't know. I'll have to read it and see if I think it's weird or not. We'll see. Torek says, please use the firecracker monster Mr. Skullhead wrote and take out the old cow. Your PR writing will skyrocket and you might just get 43 virgins when you go to heaven instead of 42. Who wants virgins anyway? Not me. Maybe guys who've never had sex because they were too busy preparing to blow themselves up. But, yeah. Crystalina says, would it be possible to implement a Hello Sailor response in the leaflet? I know by saying this I ruined the entire Easter egg aspect, but IF nerds like me could love it. Yeah, I think that's on the list of things that we wanted to respond to. Riff's got some documents that he's been working on for some relatively significant changes. Yikes, just turn the volume way up on my headset. Relatively significant changes to the leaflet that add quite a bit more content in there. So, sure. We're also going to do something really mean with the cheat codes. DeCyclops says, what the hell does the monster bait do? Its effect doesn't make sense. Sure it does. Read the forum thread. People have pretty much figured it out. Pasta says, okay, so no Napoleon Dynamite references, but what about more cowbell? I think that's probably for the sake of Mr. Skullhead also not going to go in there because he doesn't like the, Will Ferrell. And he dislikes Will Ferrell so much that it makes it so that the Christopher Walken in there is not even cool. Riddick09 says, I'm a Mormon. I'm offended. Oh, look, BakerBoy21 sending a message from a multi. Romy's Tree says, real Sneaky Pete's Day? What I meant was real St. Patrick's Day. Dr. Van Mojo says, hey, Jick, is the drop rate for stars and lines supposed to be different? Thus far, I've gotten 11 stars and 32 lines. Am I just getting RNG screwed? I don't think so. I think those should be exactly the same. Blibbler says, I understand you can't zap Crimbo 2004 presents. Imitation nice watches, dreidels, and tiny plastic swords. Was this intentional? Can you explain? You know, it didn't even occur to me to make those zappable. I feel that I shouldn't, and I feel that I won't, though. Vulgaris asks, and this is a good question, if you do the Mr. Store anniversary, will those items be there for the whole month or one day? No, they will be there for a year, theoretically. I mean, they will be replacements for those familiars in the long term, and you will no longer be able to get the Bitten or the Coffee Pixie. Although, that's going to make it hard. We've got some Coffee Pixie coffee mugs, and selling those with it not being something you can get in the game anymore. We could do the right-handed Coffee Pixie and just rotate the image. Which, I mean, mirror the image. Gulo Gulo says, just curious, how long are you planning on doing radio? You and Skelly duet show included. I don't know, as long as there's the radio. We will try to do it. Spiffy Drew says, how come there are no Kevin Smith, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back quotes or references in the game? I don't know. I mean, we don't... There have only been a couple of cases where we've written content around a specific reference. Normally, we write the content, and then as we're writing about the stuff that we've put in, we think of the references, and so we put them in there. I mean, it's really just kind of stream of consciousness, so... I don't know. Maybe neither Mr. Skullhead nor I has written something soon enough after watching any Kevin Smith that anything has come up. I don't know. It's not one of those things where... there aren't a lot of quotes from those movies that come up a lot. I mean, I guess I talk about Salsa Shark a lot, but only when I'm eating chips and salsa, which is not that frequently lately, but we've got about 1 million gallons of salsa left over from the LARP. And 400 big bags of chips, so maybe that'll change. Moorbank says, calling a man a liar on the radio is like punching his dog, also made out of radios. Don't make me cut you, Jick. Don't make me cut you. I'm sorry, I didn't say that you were a liar. I just said that you were lying. There's a big difference between those things. Oh, boy. Oh, really? Stars and lines do drop at different rates. It generally seems to come out 3 lines to 1 star, give or take. Huh. Okay. Everyone knows that stars are rarer than lines, says QOV, which, of course, stands for point of view. Perhaps there's a code blip. No, I'm sure I did it on purpose. For one reason or another. Olaf the Mediocre says, I really think that since you have the leaflet, there should be a really, really, really low-quality 3D quest. I don't know. Mancho says, so, no Napoleon Dynamite, thank God, and no more cowbell, but as an incentive to gain levels before you ascend or something, could there maybe be a Bill Brasky adventure? No, there was that one custom avatar that was supposed to be a representation of the story about Bill Brasky, where he picks up the moose's head or the deer's head or whatever and says something about Bill Brasky. I don't remember. I never actually saw any of those skits. Aha. Getting checked in. I am out of questions. And that sucks, because I don't have any backup questions, and I don't really have anything else to talk about. I think that, all right, everybody, it's your duty to ask a bunch of questions while I play a couple of songs in a row. No, but apparently not that one. It's really, really irritating what this does when you give it a song that is no longer in the right place on your hard drive. How about a... Ween threesome.
There's a sweater wearing coat, toe, and boots, putting good looking man on town. There's a smooth talking, funny walking. Like to roll and rock and turn.
sucking lip, puffing that old truck driving man on town. There's a boot licking high tune around. There's a pretty girl and he sees her walking, looking her up and down. He'd like for her to roll and rock and turn his life around.
Drifter in the dark,
like a drifter in the dark.
store,
seeking out what isn't there,
seeking out what isn't there,
looking only for a spark from a girl who's all alone,
from a girl who's all alone.
Maybe she's a drifting too,
maybe she's a drifting too,
like a shadow in the night,
like a shadow in the night,
waiting just to meet with you, and then perhaps in love you'll stay,
perhaps in love you'll stay,
or fall and go your separate ways,
fall and go your separate ways,
still searching for a spark,
still searching for a spark,
like a drifter in the dark, dude and do 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 do. Do 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 do, do, do. Do you ever walk alone?
Do you ever walk alone?
Like a drifter in the dark.
Like a drifter in the dark.
Seeking out what isn't there.
Seeking out what isn't there.
Looking only for a spark.
Like a drifter in the dark. Like a drifter in the dark. Like a drifter in the dark.
All right, it didn't, I forgot to turn the speakers off again. Yeah. I do that so that I can wander around and know when the music is about over, but always ends up making me sound like a robot. Good job spamming me with questions. These are awesome. Leslie Pirate Wench says, are there ever going to be more items added to the gift shop for after level 27, after Ascension number 27? I probably not. We sort of, the jokes for the high-end items are all high-end jokes, and they won't be cool unless they're the best things. We'd have to diminish the awesomeness that is the Black Lotus or the whatever the higher level other things are, because that's the only one that I remember. Darian Lar says, how is your clan tour going? Well, it's kind of on a little bit of a break here, because the problem is I feel like when I spend time in clans that I need it to be when I actually have some time to like dick around in chat and socialize and hang out on clan forums and all that stuff, and I just everything's been pretty busy, you know, so. Godthemon 2 says, I wasn't going to ask, but considering you need questions, how are the guild quests? I have charged Riff with breaking those up into discrete chunks that we can work on one thing at a time and roll out one at a time, and there's a little bit of, there's some stuff that I need to talk to Scully about in a little more detail, which I'll do at some point when I can get him on the phone, and then we'll, I don't know. I would say that it won't be too long before you see some content in that. Not anything super significant, but there might be some more people popping up in the guilds before long, and some more stuff to. Really, the first part of the guild quests are going to be different things that sort of unlock based on the status of your first little entry tasks, and so in a lot of cases you won't notice when it gets rolled out if you're already through all those things, but the next time you go through an Ascension run or whenever, you know, a new player comes in, they will see it. Shaggy says, how about the ability to modify familiar equipment from the Manage Familiar Names page? I'm probably more likely to put that on the regular Terrarium page, because that's really belongs there more than it belongs in some kind of in the pages just to change their names. maybe just a little unequip link next to each thing, and maybe a checkbox that tries to put your existing familiar's equipment on the new one that you pull out, so that you can set that if you, rather than going back and re-putting on your wax lips or whatever, if that's what you're doing. Let's see. Spiffy Drew says, "Are you going to do the ninja familiar? I know it was mentioned before. There is some ninja stuff in one of the familiars that I've been meaning to do for a long time, and that I just haven't ever done because it was going to be part of the McLarge Huge quest, but we never quite got around to adding it in. The ninja snowmen didn't really get rolled into that quest. They were just kind of secondary because I didn't." The initial idea that was come up with for the what you would go there for was something I didn't really care for, so I just kind of left it out. I also wanted them to be a little harder than the other stuff on the peak up until the actual peak. But yeah, Nightmare asks an interesting question: what are your thoughts on having the official KOL convention flop from coast to coast each year? Which is an interesting idea. The one problem that I have with it is that not doing it in a place where those of us who are arranging and paying for everything live is going to make it trickier. What with Hot Stuff being the East Coast mistress of the company, it's possible that we could consider something like Boston, you know, someplace that people could actually get to set everything up. But I mean, it's like here, you know, we can go to 5 different convention centers to see which one would work the best for a LARP. Here, while we're setting up, we know where Costco is. You know, we know where to go get cheap food. We know where to go get, you know, soda. A bunch of us have pickup trucks and stuff, and it's like, it's just a lot easier to set up in a place where we all live. So, I like that idea, but I also like the idea of having an annual one here. I mean, you know, like, there was Arkenstock, and then there was this. So, I mean, it's like, we're for certain other cons, for other get-togethers, we have a tendency to be able to make them a little bigger by kind of throwing our weight around and just saying, like, we're going to be there. And so that means that a bunch more people are going to show up because they know that that also means that a bunch more people are going to show up. I mean, you know, we don't. Yikes. Yeah, I've turned up the volume on my headset again and just nearly deafened myself. You know, we don't... I'm not trying to say that people show up to these things to see us, but, you know, they show up to these things to see each other, but more of them show up if we're there, because it's just, you know, I mean, like Arkenstock. I feel like, you know, us going to Arkenstock made Arkenstock a bigger deal and made it a little more official, and, you know, it was big. It was the biggest thing that had happened up until this, and, you know, I don't have any problem if something starts to feel like, you know, in the spring, say, something starts to feel like another big thing, we say, like, hey, like, you know, how about we do some more stuff here? We, you know, get the company involved in it a little bit, and all of us come out. I mean, that's certainly not something that I wouldn't consider doing. let's see. Fuzz Monkey says, what do you think of the KOL and Technicolor post on the forums? What I saw of it made me think that it was a hideous abomination, but also kind of funny. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, hey, Jick, are voodoo dolls ever going to be implemented? I'm not begging or whining, just curious. Those are actually going to go in as offhand items when the rest of the offhand items go in. That's I don't know that I have that on the list of things that we need to do for that. Then if not, then I need to. If so, then I have nothing to worry about. Another person asking if I'd considered making familiar equipment equipable and unequipable from the terrarium. It would save a few frame loads. Yeah, definitely. Um, Dr. Van Venmoger says, "Hey, Jake, would it be possible to add multiple paths to the Sorcerer's Tower so the people who run into the cow, for example, can have a different set of annoyances to handle? I really kind of like for everyone to have the same set of annoyances to deal with." Smokey the Disco Bandit says, "You didn't answer mine about getting medium-sized shirts in the store." Let's see what it is that Smokey the Disco Bandit asked about that. First, he says, "Help. Dear Jake, would it be possible to get some medium shirts in the store, specifically for the Minimalist Jordan Martini Guy shirt? I would really like to buy one in a medium." I think we have them in girls' medium. I don't know if I've gotten any guys' mediums, but the ultimate plan is to have all of those shirts available in all of the sizes that we have available for any of the shirts. So we're getting a bunch of women's large lime shirts made and replenishing our stocks of women's small and medium. And we also have men's medium large, extra large, 2XL, and 3XL. So ideally, we would also have the minimalist shirts in all of those sizes. We have to, with Zly starting full-time, we will be actually caught up to the point where we can sort of catch our breath and figure out what's going on with orders in the store. And, you know, I can get her on handling the ordering and the keeping stuff in stock so that it'll get done faster than it does with me in charge of it. Kitty Wake says, "Who would win in a four-way cage death match between Johnny Bravo, Johnny Cage, Johnny Knoxville, and Johnny Depp?" Johnny Depp would find some way to escape, and the others would kill each other. Jack Vermicelli says, "Can you do something about the way that the names of players in other channels will wrap to a second line and look like they're in one's home channel? Maybe indent the second..." Oh, I see. Huh. That's interesting. It seems like you'd have to have a really long name and a really narrow chat for that to happen very much. Let's see. Sizzler says, "Would it be possible for the team to put together a look at an average boring day inside of Asymmetric Publications? Perhaps a slideshow or an MPEG which gives a tour inside the place and a look at what kind of crazy or boring stuff happens each day. This ain't a gameplay question, but it's all I could come up with. And maybe we should have Hot Stuff do a little photo essay as though it were for a really nerdy and really lo-fi version of National Geographic." Let's see. Spinanet says, "Any chance of some more spleen items for oxy runs? Perhaps different types of coffee a la Taskmaster? There seem to be so few spleen items, it would be nice to see them fleshed out." Yeah, we've got some ideas there. Aston says something interesting. He says, "You're working on making booze more attractive. How about adding a slot machine that rewards booze?" Interesting. I'll think about that. Bobby Corno asks, and this was in the forum today, curiously enough, "Jake, there's a forum thread request for there are X players more ascending / hardcore ascending than you. Any thoughts on how likely this is to be implemented?" I think I can do that. I think I can actually do that 9 times. I can do it pretty quickly. There are a handful of tables now that when I change them, I have to have Xenophobe there to change them, or I have to change them on his copy of the database, because we've got scripts set up that automatically mirror some stuff across. And that table that keeps track of the stuff for generation of those stats is one of those. And so when I was reading that and when I decided to go in and do it was a time when Xenophobe was not sitting there. So I stopped, but that's why. But yes. Spiffy Drew says, "If you did not get my earlier message, I want to thank you, Jake, and all those who donated to the Red Cross for the Hurricane Katrina Radiothon." Yep, that's all. All of that is done and taken care of now. So those Red Cross people should have their money. And I was really amazed and really heartwarmed by the extent to which people really just went nuts giving money on that. And I was talking to my mom on the phone today, and she was just talking about how surprised she was. And I'm not sure why she was surprised by this, but how impressed she was with just how cool and smart and good-hearted and nice every single person who plays this game is, except for all the jackasses, none of whom were actually in attendance at the con, so she didn't get to see them. But, really, we are, let's all pat ourselves on the back or each other. And, yeah, with that, I think I'm going to end the show. Although I think I played all the songs that I had queued up in this here thing. Let's see if that works. No, but hey, we'll listen to Four Fingers because that's a cool song. All right, good night, everyone.
A man with four fingers, a man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. I am a man with three fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man with two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. I am a man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. Fingers, a man with no fingers on my hand. I am a man with no fingers, but that doesn't count my pinky or my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or